From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan security forces regained control today of Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel after gunmen stormed the building Saturday. 5 people killed there. 6 people were injured during the siege and more than 150 others rescued. There was no claim of responsibility. Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia in the Syrian enclave of Afrin. Ankara accuses the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside of Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Amman, Jordan, where he is expected to hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah. Earlier, he was in Egypt, where he met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues. He said that will be part of the subject of his talks throughout his Middle East tour.
My message to each of them is that we are partners, we are strategic partners, that nothing has changed, and that we are absolutely committed to building a partnership for security, confronting terrorism together.
Mr. Pence is on a 4-day visit to Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. Blaming each other for the political deadlock, Republicans and Democratic lawmakers here in the U.S. closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the government. Carol Weaver and her family at Yellowstone National Park in the state of Wyoming, where she says she is disappointed in U.S. lawmakers over the government shutdown, which might affect the parks.
It is what it is, and Congress better get their act together. They've been irresponsible in so many ways this past year.
U.S. lawmakers resumed debates on Saturday afternoon in Washington about the government shutdown, which began at midnight Saturday morning. This is VOA News. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, said more than 120,000 protesters turned out in Manhattan to attend the Day's March for Women's Rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in cities around the country. He also spoke about a message from the marches for President Trump.
The president's going to have to listen. When you see this kind of grassroots outpouring, it means a lot. And you're certainly going to see more of it throughout this year. Anyone who thinks it was a one-hit wonder is wrong. That what happened a year ago was the beginning of a bigger movement.
The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him. Vanjie Williams was on the streets of Washington. She is a candidate for the U.S. Congress from the state of Virginia.
Right now, this was the movement. It had to happen. And unfortunately, our current president, he pushed us there.
President Trump tweeted Saturday about the march, saying, and I quote, "Beautiful weather all over our great country, a perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months. He concluded his tweet with the words, "lowest female unemployment in 18 years. Serbian officials have said the country is ready to accept migrants per eventual European Union quotas, even though it is not an EU member. Zajkalo Shagad is a migrant from Afghanistan living in Serbia.
It's better than in other countries. I decided to live here. It's a good country, good government, good rules, and good people here. So I decided to live here. Look, I have everything here. Good room, good people, good migrants, and it's good for me."
Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia continue to defy EU-imposed quotas on migrants. Hungary even went as far as to build a 155-kilometer-long double fence along the border with Serbia to stem the illegal flow of migrants. As a result, thousands of those trying to reach Western Europe are in Serbia, with little possibility of leaving. Myanmar making final preparations now to take back the first Rohingya Muslims who fled conflict in Rakhine State. Despite growing doubts about the plan among the refugees and at the UN, the repatriation is expected to take place soon, as agreed to with Bangladesh, where the Rohingyas fled from violence in Rakhine. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell. Welcome to the program. This is Music to the Max. 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated Pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. Here's what's on for today. The special guest is a beautiful band called Jupiter and Oquess. They're from Kinshasa, and they came to VOA on January 12th to join me for a live session in Studio 4. This interview and amazing live performance comes in two parts at about 20 and then 40 minutes past the hour. Music news. Inanga musician Deo Munyakazi released a new single from Rwanda this week. And if you don't know what Inanga is or who Munyakazi is, stay tuned and you'll find out. Patrick Ruffino celebrated his new album release this week too, called Ago. We'll listen to a hot track from that album. I know you're going to love it. And the music community in Zimbabwe is going to get an American visitor this week. Yeah, that's right. I will be on the ground in Harare. I'm going to meet musicians, get their music, check out the live music scene, all for you. So stay tuned on Facebook for live updates throughout the week. And then you can look forward to great music and music news about Zimbabwe in future shows. There's more great music today, too. Music from Malawi, Zimbabwe, Senegal. My song of the week is from Nigeria. And finally, I've got two more vinyl 45 singles for you from 1970s Guinea and South Africa. So, getting the party started out of Malawi. Here's Moto Moto by Wambali.
Moto Moto.
Was Moto by Wambali, recorded in 2006. Hello, lovers. This is Heather. Music time in Africa.
am Big Boy Anthony from Tola. My local government of Adamawa State, Nigeria. I'm saying Happy New Year to each and everyone that's listening to Music Time in Africa. Most especially, Big Don Tola. Thank you.
Patrick Ruffino dropped his new album January 19th. Here's the leading track, O Tunu. Stand up, levez-vous.
Denka matunu kake, matunu kake. Anka sato, no hanu di bato. Gabi fossi, safari fossi. Bani de kono matunu kakei.
You just heard Beninese artist Patrick Ruffino and his leading track from the brand new album Agu. This is Dr. Max, Music Time in Africa. This is the sound of the Inanga. A trough zither, originally from Burundi, but also played in Rwanda and Uganda. It's an old instrument, but Rwandan artist Deo Munyakazi isn't old. Not at all. Check out how he's rocking tradition. This is Emirembe, meaning shepherd, Psalm 23.
Inzanyinanga yanje tuzenguru cyafurika tugenda gende iyisi tubabwira mahoro turirimba urukundo irabinda mu kanyo maze banyikirize amahoro Amahoro emilebe Amani 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 yo Amahoro Amani 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 amani
Tokoyo kusojagana, tokoyo kukabanga, tokoyo kuulire miwobe, uyorukede tuzise, tukoye, tuwangangusa, tukoye, tuwanyene tukowa, kita tugezake mirembe, mukiroto cyange, mukisera cyange, nengere mirembe, dabanda bwakamwenyu, we twakubanga gwanga muje, muja kusoyevoga, gakase kukumatama, katubukadde twegirisa. Uganda wange,
amahoro.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
It is time for part one with Jupiter and Oquest. This session was recorded live January 12th, 2018 at the Voice of America Studios right here in Washington. Jupiter Bokonji is the dynamic leader of the band Oquest, meaning food in the Kimbunda language. The guys are playing bass, electric guitar, percussion, one of which is a hard suitcase turned over on its side. That, I think, was still packed, too, because they had just come from the train station to do this interview. And then there's their beautiful voices. Jupiter and I speak in French in this interview, and I do my best to translate as we go along. How are you guys?
Fine.
Ça va bien? Enchanté. I'm so happy to have you guys come here. They just came from New York this morning. They came from Paris. They played in New York yesterday. They're here today. They're playing at the Kennedy Center tonight. And right now, they're going to do a few tunes for us right here in Studio 4 at the Voice of America. Jupiter, est-ce que vous pouvez commencer avec un morceau?
Avec plaisir.
Okay. Alors?
Avec Bingayo.
Bingayo, Bingayo, Bingayo. Ah, Bingayo, Bingayo, Bingayo. Luka kaito gari leko. Aye kule ye kore, aye sangue amoko, ifena tane dula dulila, e tu socio kate kero kondi, koko nyaroma nyamea sombo, atato kaya nyamea sombo, tato poti luka o.
kaito gari deko aie kure ye kore aie sangue ya popo e pena tonde lula tolila e kiso choka teke yo konji poko jolo manya meya sombo atato kaya nyame ya sombo tato kunji luka o atato kunji luka o goya oye
tola li deko
atato kunji luka o goya oye
tola li deko
Bravo! That is amazing. Vraiment, c'est incroyable. What are you singing about?
De l'injustice.
Injustice.
Oui, l'injustice universelle.
Universal injustice.
Yes.
Contre quoi, par exemple?
Donc, s'il faut expliquer vraiment la chanson.
He says he's going to explain the song.
Donc, il y a un papa.
There's a dad
qui est parti en chasse
who went on the hunt
avec son fils
with his son.
Et son fils est accompagné de son ami.
And his son was with a friend.
Après avoir attrapé le gibier,
after they got a deer,
au partage, le papa,
when they were sharing it, the dad,
remis à son fils,
he gave it to his son,
de la chair, de la viande,
yeah,
donc vraiment,
nice meat, nice ouais. Juicy meat.
Mais tandis que son camarade de son fils,
oui.
Il a lui a remis que des os.
But he just gave his friend bones.
Ça, c'est ce qu'on appelle l'injustice.
That's what we call injustice.
Voilà.
I like that one. Ça, c'est très bien, c'est très bien. Alors, how long have you guys been together as a band?
Nous sommes ensemble depuis 2003.
Since 2003. And you all live in France or you all live in Democratic Republic of Congo?
Nous sommes à cheval entre Kinshasa et Paris.
You're in between Kinshasa and Paris. Could we do another tune?
Nous allons chanter Ponjo Ponjo.
Ponjo Ponjo.
L'éternel, toujours l'éternel.
Eternity.
Exact.
Okay, so it's a philosophical song.
We mama. We can't be where.
great. Beautiful. I was just reading, j'étais en train de lire ce que vous avez écrit ici dans le liner notes to the song, Ponjo Ponjo. It says, don't become too attached to your possessions because they are perishable. If you feel the energies of life, you will live happy for eternity. That's what you're talking about. C'est pas les choses matérielles.
Non, c'est parce que si on tient surtout aux choses matérielles, un jour nous sommes appelés à disparaître sur cette terre des hommes,
yes.
On va tout laisser.
Yes.
C'est pour ça que je parle de l'éternel.
Uh-huh. He says, yes, so one day when you die, you can't take your possessions with you, so it's not worth even trying to live to collect them. We also, even in the United States, we have that same idea. What do we say? You can't take it with you to the grave. C'est ce qu'on dit en anglais. But we don't always live by that either. So let's talk quickly about your tour.
Oui.
You are here for what reason exactly?
Eh bien, nous sommes venus aux États-Unis pour montrer aux Américains qu'au Congo, Kinshasa, il n'y a pas que la rumba, il y a un autre style de musique qui est en train de se pointer,
okay.
Le nouveau son.
He says that they're here in the United States from the Democratic Republic of Congo to show that there's not just rumba music, but there's also a new sound. And Jupiter and Oquess are that new sound.
Mais parce que le Congo a plus de 450 ethnies.
Because Congo has more than 450 ethnicities.
Et chaque ethnie a un sous-ethnie.
And each ethnicity has a sub-ethnicity.
Ça ne fera plus 450, ça fait maintenant 900.
900, he's saying there's 900.
Et chaque ethnie et sous-ethnie a pratiquement au moins 10 à 15 rythmes. Faisons les calculs.
Okay, so he says, and every sub-ethnicity has their own rhythm, not just one, but 10. So he says, do the calculations and you'll see how many rhythms, how much music there is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And I notice on your new album...
Oui, le Kinsonic.
Yeah, Kinsonic.
Oui, les nouveaux sons de Kinshasa.
This, the new sound of Kinshasa. Each song has a different rhythm from one of these ethnicities, c'est ça?
Oui,
c'est
oui
ça?
Parce que nous ne sommes pas singuliers, nous sommes pluriels.
He says, because we're not singular, we're plural.
Mais c'est une immense richesse culturelle que nous possédons dans notre pays, il faut qu'on les gens le sachent, quoi.
He says, we have such an immense cultural richness in our country, people need to be aware of it.
Le blues, le rock, le jazz, et toutes ces musiques-là, ça vient de là.
He says, blues, jazz, rock, it all comes from Congo. And that's your mission?
Justement, de faire montrer que nous sommes pluriels.
Yeah, this is his mission.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Okay, you've been listening to Jupiter and Oquess with me, Heather Maxwell, from a studio session on January 12th. We'll return to part two of this session later in the show. This song, African Fast Food by Alun Watt, was a featured song last week. Remember?
African fast food, dominant, thankful for the saka saka. Drink my water, coconut water, drink it, molo molo.
It was Song of the Week, and Nazir Hausawa, my co-host of the segment, asked you all a question about it on Facebook Live. He asked, what is your favorite African fast food? Here are some of your comments. Nicholas November Aloysius Alpha Dennis Delta writes... Kelewele, ripe plantain, well seasoned with pepper and fried. Yummy yum, proudly Liberian. Miriam Cisse, puff puff. And then she added plantains after that. And then again, Ghana has kenke and fish. And then again, Miriam commented, in Sierra Leone they have fry fry. Abdul Hamid Abdullah Bagara says, mandako. Man, this is making me hungry. I can't wait to find out what fast foods there are in Zimbabwe. Yes, and in case you missed my announcement earlier, I'm going to Zim this week for music and stories and fast food. All right, hello, darlings. Next, two back-to-back vinyl 45 singles from the archives. First is the Mahotella Queens from 1978, followed by a single called CPF. No idea what that means, but it's by Kamayen Sextet from 1975 Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather, and you just heard two back-to-back vinyl singles. First, the Mahotella Queens from 1978, and this last one was the Kamayen Sextet from 1975 Guinea.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and it's time now for part two of my featured guest of the hour, Jupiter and Oquest. This amazing band from Kinshasa recently released the album called Kinsonic. They came to VOA while on tour in the eastern U.S. to promote that album. Jupiter is the leader and the spokesperson of the band. We speak in French, but I do my best to translate in real time for you. We begin this second half of the session with an introduction of each member of the band.
Moi, c'est Eric Malmalou. Je suis guitariste et puis je fais le chœur.
Okay, this is Eric, and he plays guitar and sing.
Moi, c'est Yende. Je fais la basse et chant.
Yende plays bass and he sings.
Moi, c'est Blaise Sewika. Je fais la percussion et chant.
Blaise is a singer, and he's doing percussion right now.
Et je suis Montana Kinono. Je suis le drummer et chanteur dans le groupe Orquest.
And there's Montana, who is a drummer and percussionist and singer.
Mais nous avons encore quelqu'un qui n'est pas dans le plateau. Il s'appelle Richard. C'est lui, le lead guitar. Il est de l'autre côté.
Ah, yes. Ouais. And the lead guitarist is stuck outside of the studio. We're so sorry. What is his name?
Comment il s'appelle? Richard Kabanga.
Richard Kabanga. Thank you, Richard. Lead guitarist. We're missing that sound in here, but the studio is just, we can't hold everybody. All right, let's do another tune.
Okay.
What's this one?
C'est Nzele Momi. Là, j'explique que nous devons protéger la femme.
He says we should protect the mother. This song is called Nzele Momi.
Parce que la femme, c'est la mère de l'humanité.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Thank you. Tell me about the rest of the tour.
Après, nous rentrons à New York.
Then they go to New York.
Parce que y a le Global Fest.
For Global Fest. Ouais. Okay. Et après ça?
Après ça, il y a Écosse, hein, je crois. C'est Glasgow.
Oh, Scotland.
Ouais.
Oh, so that's it. You're just here for a few days in the United States. After Europe, they're going to the Congo and they're going to Goma. Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire? Juste continuer avec la tournée.
Il y a un festival qui s'appelle Amani là-bas.
Oh, there's a festival called a big music festival called Amani. Oh, that sounds nice. After this, he wants to come back and do a huge U.S. tour. I hope you do. Your voices are so beautiful. Could you guys just sing something without the instruments?
Solombome, Solombome, yo maide la wena uye, eloko ilinga motema iye. Solombome, Solombome, yo maide la wena uye, eloko ilinga motema iye. Hippopotamio, jela jela engo mokomboso, mokomboso zanga mokila, pona jela jela, basi bazanga mibali, pona jela jela o, oh. Yeah, hoka.
I love this. Ah, mais ça c'est quoi? Hoka, c'est quoi?
C'est un cri de guerrier, hein?
Ah, it's a cry for warriors.
Right.
That is just beautiful. How do you learn to sing like that?
En tout cas, moi personnellement, personne m'a appris à chanter. C'est comme ça, c'est venu comme ça, peut-être parce que ma grand-mère était guérisseuse. Elle m'a peut-être laissé ce pouvoir, mais en fait, moi, c'est l'oreille.
He says he never learned how to sing. Maybe his grandmother, because she was a healer, maybe something rubbed off on him in some way, but he thinks he just has an ear for it. And all of you have an ear for it.
Ouais. Mais parce que, en fait, je dirais qu'en Afrique, souvent, on n'apprend pas la musique.
He said in Africa, in general, you don't learn music.
C'est inné.
It's just innate.
Ouais. Quand moi je parle de l'Afrique, je vois que le Congo, c'est le centre de l'Afrique.
He says, well, when I talk about Africa, I think that Congo is the center of Africa.
C'est une diversité culturelle immense, inépuisable, inexploitée. Nous, on essaie de le faire.
Uh-huh. And he says, but in Congo, there's so much diversity, and it's such a big place, and we haven't exploited that yet. So that's what we want to do. Well, I love this. Thank you so much, so much. Do you have any last words you'd like to say or share avec les gens?
Avec les gens viennent nous découvrir parce que là nous sommes en train de broyer tout le monde.
He said, well, yeah, we want people to discover us. How can we get your music? How can people discover you?
Il faut passer par ma maison de disques Zamora Productions.
Zamora Productions.
À Paris.
In Paris. Mais they have to go to Paris?
Soit à l'internet. Hein.
On internet. Yeah. So we just type Jupiter and Oquest.
Oui.
And we'll find you guys.
Oui.
And the music, we've got two albums now.
Oui, pour l'instant, oui.
The newest one is this one, Kin Sonic. I've listened to every song. J'écoutais tous les morceaux. Je les adore tous. I love you guys. I wish you the best.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Thank you.
On peut pas finir avec une autre belle voix, là, chante.
Ok. Je viens d'étaler, d'accord.
Oh, tu es né, t'as les lacas.
Tu es né, t'as les lacas.
la caille, je vais détaler la caille, je vais détaler la caille, je vais détaler la caille.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. I wish you the best. This is Jupiter and Oquess from Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa, on Music Time in Africa. Being in this room right here with these guys is the best. It's a treat for the ears and the heart. See you later. Thank you so much, Jupiter and Oquess.
Merci beaucoup.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
Coming up still, Song of the Week. But first, did you know that Oliver Mutukudzi, the great Tuku from Zimbabwe, has a daughter named Selmore who also sings? I hope to meet her this week in Harare and find out what she's up to now. In the meantime, here's a sample of her sound. From 2013, this is Nguva Yongu.
Chini misamara, chini yepera, chini misamara. All right. Hello, lovely listeners. That was Selmore Mutokudzi. I'm Heather, and it's Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Yes, joining me now is Nazir Hausawa from the VOA Hausa Service.
Hi, Heather.
It's so good to have you back.
It's good to be here always.
Now, you brought in a song for the Song of the Week from Nigeria.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So the name of the song is Chewing Gum. Do you like chewing gum?
Yeah.
What type?
Well, sometimes. I like minty kind, especially when I'm in the airplane.
Okay, you know that sweet, minty kind, and then
fruity
sometimes, yes. Exactly.
And there's also the kind that's inside of a sucker.
Uh-huh.
Do you have that in Nigeria?
Yeah, they have like a sour, saliva already. Yeah, so this is the title of the song by Feezy and DJ Abby.
Okay.
Yeah, and they sing a song about this girl who was obsessed with chewing gum. She don't like anything. She don't like data on her cell phone. She don't like money. All she need is chewing gum.
What?
So I don't know whether if she's real, it is his girlfriend. He's just been creative. I have no idea.
Is he criticizing her, or is he just saying, look, this is this girl, all she wants?
So they kind of try to stay neutral.
Oh.
They're neither criticizing her, and also they're not supporting what she's doing. Because, you know, sometimes when people are chewing gum, they're... what do you call that?
Popping.
Oh, popping?
Popping.
Oh, that's annoying. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is Feezy and DJ Abby with the chewing gum. Let's listen to this song.
All right.
Feezy, yeah. I got DJ Abby in this one. Bum 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 bum.
man, I love that song.
Yeah, it's a really catchy.
It is. Right? Thanks for bringing it, man.
Yeah, yeah. You heard that they call chewing gum in Hausa, chewing gum.
Chin gum. That's a great song. It's Chewing Gum or Chin Gum.
Chin Gum, yeah.
By Feezy. And featuring DJ AB. Nazir, thank you so much for bringing that cool song to our attention.
Thank you, Heather.
Chewing gum. You want a piece?
Chewing gum. Well, yeah, if you have some, give me.
That's it for today.